The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
2022 was a very difficult year for Irish road hauliers. The group, which held a series of strikes in Dublin city centre last year over the increasing difficulties their members face. As we move towards start of spring, could we see more tensions, more unrest in 2023? Eugene Drennan is the president of the Irish Road Haulage Association. He's on the line now. Eugene, good morning.
Good morning to you, Jonathan.
Looking at the price of the pumps, diesel is still stubbornly high. Petrol back down to about 155. Diesel still above 170. That's bound to be hurting your members.
Oh, yes, indeed, Jonathan. I suppose if we would look for one thing coming into this year that we'd ask the government for is to leave the reduction they gave us last spring of the 16 cents or 12 cents plus VAT to us as is. I think they were wise in the way they brought in the budget, in fairness, this year, in that they sort of staged everybody towards February. And a review then that some other help may be in the coffers after February. And if we take a good look at it in February and see how we are, but to leave that well enough alone, because we're not able to draw our breath yet, really. We haven't come over it. And we're struggling in parts of our sector very badly. So we would need that. The war and the price of fuel very high. Mainly now, oil fell yesterday to $80 a barrel. But we won't see the benefit of that because the dollar is too strong. And the war seems to be strengthening the dollar. So there's a lot of mayhem there in that market.
We know the Temporary Business Energy Support Scheme, as it's called. They love the snappy titles. You get 40% of any increase in your energy bill. What are you afraid that's going to change to? Because, I mean, I can't see them getting rid of it altogether. But obviously, 40 is what you want to keep. But what are you fearful it might drop to?
If I may, John, I think you're mixing two things there. The energy bill is for, you know, static places or production
lines.
Oh,
so that's for USB. Well,
Where we are is on the fuel side. He gave a reduction in the spring of last year, I think it was, of the 15 cents. And we get a small rebate scheme as well. And we want to hold those in place.
Is that the only thing that you're getting then as hauliers?
It's really the main one that we come under. Yeah, we did get the Hartra Fund. We got a payout last spring, though small, but very welcome and really important to us. And we got a pretty decent one now due to come in February, negotiated through the last year, just to try and keep us tick over. We'll apply now in January, get paid February into March, and we see how we are. But, you know, in the outlook for the new year, Jonathan, it's not a 2010 when everything collapsed. It's not maybe a 2021 when the war, COVID, Brexit were at their height, but they haven't gone away. So we'd hope to be optimistic or hope to keep going, but we still have a lot of challenges from the three I've just named. And I see yesterday the Taoiseach, you know, is talking about a little bit of easement around Northern Ireland and perhaps not being as harsh in the implication of the controls. And if that was to happen for Northern Ireland, I would be calling for an easement on those controls down here. It costs us a lot still. Brexit, the whole procedure of it, we're cumbersome in how we do it. The IT system has fallen down at least 10 or 12 times in the last year because there's just so much data being pumped into it now. And there was a major breakdown on the 15th of December, which is still just about getting back up and running. And when that happens, we have an awful lot of work to do around that. It caused mayhem to both the fluidity of the transport, to the processing of the paperwork, to getting back up to scratch again, and the time delays. A lot of costs there. Then sure, on COVID, where are we on COVID with the pandemic? China is now getting back up to production as regards its goods. But if the biting of COVID is serious, then, you know, we may be short of component parts again. We may have delays to production line. All of this has impacts, you know, on an island.
And completely outside of the control of the men and women driving trucks around the country. Eugene, can I just put a point to you? And I don't want to take away from the challenges that your sector faces. We dire predictions this time last, well, after the war broke out in March, that companies weren't going to survive, that there were going to be widespread shutdowns. People would have to sell their trucks, move out of the industry. Did that happen in the end?
Not yet, but the older people, the older hauliers, and 43% of haulers are one truck operators, and the next 30% are five, and anybody over 60 is really battling so hard now that, you know, it may be a slower shutdown, but it hasn't gone away because, you know, people just don't want to get back to work. All over the categories, every category, and no more for us. It is tough going with all the factors out there.
If we do see that tinkering, could there be a risk? And I don't want you guys to become the hauliers that cried wolf, that if they do put the price of diesel back up, that you're going to see people go out of business. But the fear you'd have would be that there would be fewer hauliers and that there would be pinch points in the system as a result.
Yes, for sure. And the supply chain could be damaged. You know, there is a flux of hauliers there now because some of the drivers, it's not quite as bad as this time last year. But that's because part of the sectors within our sector, or the sections of it, are really going so badly, like timber transport and haulage with the collapse or the, you know, downturn in the UK market. That's going very poorly now or slow. You don't see them on the road. If you look at the statistics for planning applications, like they're down anywhere from 30 to 50% across different counties. So there's no start-up in the concrete business and in the quarries. So we're going to see a big slowing there. There is a slowdown in business since the second week of December, big time, because I think the influence of that was that for the Christmas market, there was quite a lot already in and warehoused, and the figures and how the trend went is not known. But perhaps there wasn't quite a big a sale, and we may see a good turn down in container traffic until perhaps February or March. Okay. They are big, big chunks of business gone out of any given year. So we're not saying pessimism or as pessimistic as last year. In the chat to you, even in my overture, I said we negotiate with government. They are open. They have spoken to us. Hopefully we can keep going. But I'm saying let them also have this big look at all industries in February and try and keep the supports going that we do. And I think that's in fairness, okay, that is the trend.
Okay, and Eugene,
we have those other challenges.
We played ducks and drakes a lot when the hauliers stopped Dublin, and it wasn't, you didn't organise it. It was spontaneous, et cetera, et cetera. What's the likelihood of further protests in Dublin at some stage this year, particularly if government start fiddling with the amount of supports in place?
Well, Jonathan, I wouldn't like to hold anyone to ransom before things happen. And I have been a negotiator all the way through. I've gone to this government with bona fides. Unless something really that changes that whole picture or that negotiating kind of stance, or that we get hit with something unforeseen or too much, no, in the immediate, you know, I don't see it.
Okay. Eugene Drennan, President of the Irish Road Haulage Association. Thanks very much for that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.